Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming y'all way. You know, I got to admit, a lot of y'all don't know. I mean, some of y'all on YouTube, you know my nephew, Josh. You know him. On this radio show, you may not know him well, but he's my nephew. I love him to death. He's crazy. I got to confess to y'all that this is the one time, because he's crazy, this is the one time where I'm going to have a show where I'm going to sound a little bit like him. I'm going to sound a little bit like him. Because let me tell you something right now. This stuff is right up his alley, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we got some NBA stuff to get into. Giannis and the potential or lack thereof for him to be a Los Angeles Laker. Tyreek Hill. I think the Kansas City Chiefs should be going all out to get him. I think he owes it to the Kansas City Chiefs to go back. But the bottom line is, whether it's Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, or dare I say the Los Angeles Chargers, Tyreek Hill, the cheater, even at 80% coming off a knee injury, an ACL injury, is still going to be one of the elite receivers in the game of football. And I'm going to get into all of that. And I can't wait to hear y'all thoughts about that. Along with the Cowboys, possibly franchising George Pickens, which I think is going to be a huge mistake if they elect to do that. I think it will secure them having another losing season, personally. And I'll tell y'all why in a little while. But on today's show, I'm going to have a couple of guests. One is going to be lightweight champion of the world, Shakur Stevenson, in boxing. The brother spectacular from Newark, New Jersey. Looking forward to talking to him. He's going to be in studio with George Truly at 2 o'clock hour. Before he comes on, Jeff Passan, noted baseball analyst and insider extraordinaire, coming on to talk with us about the number one baseball story, which is where I want to go to start off today's show, which is why I brought up my nephew. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Clark was the executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association. He resigned yesterday, knowing that a collective bargaining negotiation is forthcoming in the very near future with the entire 2027 Major League Baseball season on the line. But it's why he resigned that is making news. He is 53 years old, ladies and gentlemen. He has handled the last two collective bargaining negotiations. And Tony Clark, 53 years old, resigned Tuesday as executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association after an internal investigation revealed he was having an inappropriate relationship with his sister-in-law. Oh, damn. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't make this up. You can't make the sister-in-law. The sister-in-law. Really? Now, this is why I got to have Jeff Passan on in a little while, because I need details, okay? First of all, was it your wife's sister, assuming he's married, or was it your brother's wife? I'm gonna repeat that. Was it your sister, your wife's sister, or was it your brother's wife? It's one of the two. Ladies and gentlemen, forgive me for being salacious, you know, along the lines of the Inquirer or whatever it is. But I got a question for y'all. And I'm dead serious because I want to know what you feel. At 888-MAD-DOG-6, that's 888-623-3646. Plus, you can send in your voicemail messages at SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. Ladies and gentlemen, which is worse? It's a legitimate question. Which is worse? Is it your wife's sister? Or is it your brother's wife? I'm sorry to come across as making light of it, because I know it's not a lighthearted matter. But I can't help but look at him and like, what were you thinking? I mean, this is a new kind of stupid. It's a new kind of stupid. Now, I'm one of those people, okay, that I am cognizant, dare I say, to some small degree of biblical history, dare I say. You know, I mean, you know, Eve eating the apple, going up against God's commandments. You know, and Adam disobeying the Lord because he support her. And you're not supposed to do that. But if anybody could get you to do something, it's a woman. Not to say that she's at fault, but it's just reality. Because I'm thinking about the abundance of things that have happened to men throughout history, and usually it's because of the power of a woman. You Tony Clark, man, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? And you got a negotiation coming up. You got a multi-billion dollar deal you got to negotiate. And you find yourself in this kind of position. That's why I was on television this morning. All I could do was say, damn. Like, damn. You understand? I mean, why would you do that? But it also intrigued me because it got me wondering, what's worse? Is it if he was messing with his wife's sister or his brother's wife? Now, speaking for a lot of men out there, a lot of men out there would be like, yo, your brother's wife is far worse. That's your brother. And you would betray your brother by messing around with your sister-in-law. Damn, bro, that's pretty damn low. That's worse. You have others that'll be like, nah, the wife's sister, what were you thinking? Most men would say your brother's wife is worse. Either way you slice it, how could you be that stupid? How could you be that dumb? It's like we all have our proclivities. We all have our temptations. But you got to be disciplined when you in a leadership position, and that's showing no discipline. Apparently, this woman that he had the inappropriate relationship with works inside the MLB office. Oh, so it was that kind of office kind of thing going on. That's what was going on. It was in the office. Did she get the job because stuff was going down? Was nothing going down at the time, but you hired her because you wanted it to go down? Or did by happenstance, since you were working closely with one another, it ended up happening in the office while it was going down? These are legitimate questions. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to ask those questions because to me, you know, it's just beyond dumb. Now, to read from the report, the union announced Tony Clark's resignation in a statement Tuesday afternoon, quote, "The strength of this union is and will always be the solidarity of our membership," the union said. "We have a long history of fighting for the rights of every player, and we're committed to making sure we can continue that fight successfully." during the union's internal inquiry, which came in the wake of wide-ranging and still open federal investigation into the MLBPA's finances and other alleged improprieties, including nepotism. The relationship between Clark and the woman came to light, sources said, and prompted him to step down after more than a dozen years as the union's leader. After ESPN reported in late May on the Eastern District of New York's investigation, the MLBPA hired former Assistant U.S. Attorney Adam Braverman as outside counsel to brief the union's eight-man executive subcommittee on potential legal risk. During the inquiry, disclosure of Clark's relationship was viewed by player leaders as crossing a red line, further fueling doubts about his future, sources told. Oh, so players knew. Ah, oh, damn. Damn. You just can't do this. You can't do stuff like this. I don't even know whether Tony Clark was married or not. But you can't do stuff like this. Let me say this on a far more serious note. I don't know how much of an effect this is going to have on CBA negotiations between the MLB and its Players Association, because it was going to be contentious anyway, because you know there needs to be a salary cap, right? You got to have some degree of core certainty, and you can't have a team like the Dodgers paying Shohei Ohtani $700 million, $70 million a year, and $68 million of it is being deferred. Everybody can't do that. You can't have that. You can't have that. You do something like that, that gives you an unfair advantage. That's what it is. And so we have to look at it from that situation with the transparency that it deserves and ask ourselves, yo, how's this going to be resolved? And that lose your union leader over the last 12 years, who you going to put in place? Is it going to be soon enough? Is it somebody that's going to be competent and seasoned and professional and adroit enough to make sure they negotiate rightfully on behalf of the players? Because owners ain't going to play around no more. And let me tell you something right now. Baseball players can't have 1994 revisited. You better not lose a season. You better not have a World Series canceled. You do something like that, baseball will not recover. There's too many options. There's too many things to do. There's too much stuff to tolerate. I'm telling you right now, it better not happen. Better not happen. So these are the kind of things that we need to think about. But in the process of thinking about it, knowing there's billions of dollars at stake, knowing if there was a federal investigation into the MLB's finances, knowing it was going to be an independent investigation where stuff was going to be investigated and drawn out. How are you messing around with a sister-in-law? A sister-in-law, dude? Damn. Damn. My nephew Josh is in the building. Come over here, man. Real quick, man. I had to just hurry up. Hurry up, man. Stop strutting like you chilling. We on air. What's worse, Josh?
You know what's worse?
Is it messing with the sister-in-law that's the sister to your wife? Because we don't know whether it's his wife's sister or whether it's his brother's wife or whatever. What's worse, Josh?
The brother messing with the brother's girl is definitely worse. By far.
No. Your brother's wife.
Right. Anything involving your brother, like, that's just crazy. The sister.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's not right.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying. What do you mean you understand?
I'm saying, you didn't grow up. You grew up with your brother. You didn't grow up with her sister. So there's not like an unnatural, you know, if she looks the part. I said, I understand.
You just going to say that on national radio and you're just going to do that.
I'm saying you can't.
Yeah, you know, how many Jerry Springer episodes have you watched or Maury Povich episodes have you watched? Because this is straight out of that.
I mean, it ain't even about what I watched. It's about how I lived. I mean, if you have a girl and her sister's around that same age, maybe she's a little older, more seasoned, if you like to.
Oh, my God.
No.
Go. Get out of here. Go.
Is this national?
Yes, it is. Actually, international, because we're in Canada, too. Just sit down. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Here's the deal. My little nephew right there just expressed himself. There's a whole bunch of people that feel the way. I can mess with him a little bit, but the fact of the matter is there's a whole bunch of people that feel the way that he feels, that he just expressed. I just don't want him to get him or me in trouble by saying more than the hell he said. But he ain't lying. He ain't lying. So we got to be honest about that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. By the way, the federal probe was triggered by a November 2024 whistleblower complaint filed with the National Labor Relations Board alleging self-dealing, misuse of resources, abuse of power, and nepotism. All of those categories fall in line with some dude that's messing around. Alleging self-dealing, yeah. Misuse of resources, you know, dinners, vacations, or you never know. Okay, we don't know this. That's why my man Jeff Passan is coming on to break it down for us. Abuse of power, some would say, because if you're in a position of power, you're the one with the power. Therefore, you're always going to be at fault. We know that. And then, of course, nepotism, because you got in-laws involved. I mean, damn, this is not good. This is not good. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to make sure we highlight stuff like this so we avoid it in the future. We avoid it in the future. Tony Clark, I can't believe you did this. Can't believe you did this. I'm not going to sit up there and excoriate him or whatever. I just can't believe, damn, that just wasn't wise. Just wasn't wise. Among the concerns, the MLBPA's construction of a large Arizona office where Clark lives and where his sister-in-law worked after it opened in 2023. The evidence just continues to mount. Damn. Investigators are also examining the use of funds tied to profits from one team partners, the multi-billion dollar group licensing company partly owned by the union, and Players Way, a youth baseball initiative that spent millions but held only a handful of events. Oh, my God. So now the kids are involved. Millions were supposed to be going into a youth baseball initiative, and that's involved. This is bad. This is very, very, very bad. 888-MAD-DOG-6, I'm going to call up to say that 8623-3646. That's the baseball element of what we're talking about. I'm going to get into Mick Cronin for UCLA, ejecting his own player from a game. I'm going to talk about Giannis and possibly being a Laker or a Knick or wherever the hell else he might end up, but I don't think it's going to be Milwaukee. Outside of that, I wanted to say this, a couple of things on the NFL. First, about Tyreek Hill. He should be doing everything he can to get to Kansas City. Not just because he's familiar with the offensive coordinator, which is Eric Bieniemy, who's back there. Not just because he's familiar with head coach Andy Reid. Not just because he's familiar with playing with Patrick Mahomes. But imagine Tyreek Hill with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. Might even compel Travis Kelce to return for one more season, so we got to pay attention to that. Number one. Number two, if he ain't going there, you got to get to Buffalo because Josh Allen needs a number one option because Keon Coleman ain't it. Okay? So you need definitely more than that. So you got to get that out the way. He could go to Baltimore because Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, adding him to that equation, big time. Here's an outside shot that we need to consider. The Los Angeles Chargers, they're going to have some cap space. On top of it all, Mike McDaniel, the former head coach in Miami for the Dolphins, while Tyreek Hill was there, is now their new offensive coordinator. So he's familiar with the system. It puts him in L.A. It keeps him. It puts him back in the AFC West. And, oh, by the way, they got a big-time defense. If Justin Herbert could get some help offensively, who knows what Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers could do. They just made the playoffs. So all of those things come into consideration that we can't ignore. So Tyreek Hill, definitely something worth mentioning and bringing up. The last thing that I want to bring up before we go to break is George Pickens, wide receiver extraordinaire for the Dallas Cowboys, 96-93 receptions, 1,429 yards this past season, 73 first downs, 9 touchdowns, one of the elite receivers in National Football League this past year. Dallas is talking about franchising him, franchise tagging him. That'll give him $28 million on a one-year deal. My attitude is that would be a disaster because Pickens is not going to be happy. And if he's not happy, that's yet another soap opera element added to an already big-time soap opera that is the Dallas Cowboys, which is going to serve to divert their attention off of what it needs to be focused on and will compromise yet another season going on 31 years and counting. So the bottom line is that you need to keep him and sign him to a deal, or you need to let him go. you sit up there and you George Pickens. Now your market cap value is at 30.6 or 30.8 million. So 28 million ain't far off, but this brother probably thinks he's worth about 35, 36 million. Same as CeeDee Lamb and Mulugeta. David Mulugeta, his agent, who also represents Micah Parsons, who, by the way, Jerry Jones refused to deal with last season. He's represented George Pickens, so who knows what's going to happen on that front. In the end, what it comes down to is that if you Jerry Jones, keep him or let him go. Don't franchise tag him, because if you do that, it's going to cause disruption, which is going to be yet another excuse Dallas has for having another losing season. That's my take. What's y'all's? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Back with your calls and more in a minute. Please do not go anywhere. Jeff Passan's coming up next. Don't go away.